5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But Kelly has her wedding coming up, and she's constantly saying to us off the air, I just wish I would get some help planning this.
More than anything.
Yeah, I wish some people had some great advice.
Really, when you're planning anything at all, but especially a wedding, opinions are what matter the most.
Yeah.
Naming your baby, a funeral.
Yeah.
All the opinions matter the most.
Are you using this song?
What is this?
The Wedding March.
Yeah, I believe it's from The Marriage of Figaro.
No, I mean, I know the song, but like, when do you use it? Like,
this is afterward, and you walk back down the aisle as now man and wife.
After the tree surgeon or whatever officiant you're using says, you are now a couple in the eyes of...
No, I'm probably going to do we gotta get out of this place. Something like classic.
Maybe like Cold Heart Bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, yeah.
Crazy Bitch.
Yeah.
Even better.
For Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a thought. I don't know. Just trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't like my idea, I can be passive aggressively mad all day.
It's fine. We're going to have a lady who's out there playing guitar, and she's going to do an instrumental of Stand By Me, which was my parents' wedding song. That's what my dad will walk me down the aisle to. Quote, aisle. We don't really have an aisle because we're getting married in a national park.
Essentially, yes.
Okay. Well, at our wedding,
yes,
my wife's father walked her up the stairs and past the kitchen.
Yes. See, exactly. An aisle is what you make it. whatever that means.
Yeah.
So
that's a bumper sticker.
I haven't really thought about the walking away thing because I just kind of figured people clap, right? After you get married?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, usually, there's a point where you would turn around. I mean, I don't know what your officiant is
doing. We're not going to turn around. Just going to walk away into the mountains.
Usually people would say, and now for the first time, you know.
Mr. and Mrs.
of the earth. And then you would either walk back down the aisle or jump off a dock into a lake.
It's probably too late, but if you guys were to, because it's at a like overlook, right? Looking out over the mountains.
Yeah.
What if you... People didn't know it, but you had rappelling harnesses on, and then you were like, see you later, and jumped off and like, bloop, 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 bloop.
Oh, is it high enough up that you base jump?
Or
if you were going to do that, I'd come.
You could do a little run and jump for sure and tumble down a rather large hill.
Oh,
Hear me out.
Okay, Steve.
No harness and do that.
Okay. Steve's just trying to get me dead. Okay, I spent the rest of my life with one person. Who thought?
Danny. Mm-hmm. That's an upset.
Hey.
Danny Hutchbeck has a sizable insurance policy on Kelly's, if anything were to happen.
Steve's only coming so he can shove me down the hill.
We will all be
Bye.
Rich. So, all right. So this is from Slate.com, number one wedding experts on the internet.
Yeah.
They are known to be busybodies with better ideas than everyone. Okay. They write,
perfect.
As part of our Say Yes to the Mess pop-up series on the unsettled state of American weddings.
Oh, man. I didn't realize it was so unsettled.
I didn't know that
it's
we were in an
I didn't know we were in tumultuous wedding times.
I didn't either. We contemplated the first of our four-part series, and a number of opinions emerged, and with the opinions and facts from staff, experts, and others, we have 26 etiquette points every person planning a wedding should consider.
Okay.
Okay.
No more engagement parties. Number one. Did you have one of those?
Agreed. No. I think they're so stupid.
Okay.
Bridal showers, too. So dumb.
Very unnecessary.
So dumb.
All right. Number
so
two.
Wasteful.
No outdoor summer weddings.
Whoops.
You're in under the wire. Oh, no, you're not.
No, nope, nope, it's definitely summer. Yeah,
it is summer. One
for two. Yeah, it was almost spring. You all made it.
Now, to be fair, it is early summer, and it's in a place that has a much cooler early summer, similar to where we are here.
Well, if this was a Scantron test, would you click summer wedding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would.
So number two pencil.
Okay.
Number three, your closest friends, not you, should control the guest list. Now, we've been telling Kelly this the entire time, that we are the ones that should have made this. But stubborn old Kelly.
Your friends?
Yeah, that's from this etiquette.
Boy, you really got to be able to trust your friends.
Yeah. I mean, I love my friends, but why would they control the guest list to a wedding that isn't theirs? I guess maybe that's easier.
Yeah, maybe because they wouldn't have the same pressures of inviting people that you don't know.
Yeah.
That actually isn't. But still.
Like if you had a good enough friend that you could trust. To do that, to sort of help weed through, you know, that. But, man.
We dove into that a little bit on segment 17 the other day. I had a nice little vent session about some stuff I can't talk about on air. But I talked about having to tell my parents I'm not inviting all my aunts and uncles for multiple reasons. But the main one being I haven't seen them in 10, 15 years. I love them. And they're, like we said, they were my relatives. They're not relevant in my day-to-day life. I love them. And those were tough conversations to have, but thankfully my family understood it. And then once the second reason came up, which is Ross has like 500 aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
It's just, we wanted to keep the wedding under 50.
Right.
And we were.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Well, we had to hurt some feelings in order to do that.
But if you want to, you know, spend time with those people, like, boy, I haven't seen that person in 15 years. Doing it at a wedding is like literally the worst time to do.
I know,
if you
want
to do that,
to
have a reunion.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't cost you $80 a plate or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Have a picnic and go, we haven't seen each other in 15 years. Let's get together at the park.
Yeah, at a family reunion.
A bride and groom catching up with somebody you haven't seen in a while at a wedding, it's about as much time as going through a handshake line at the end of a series for hockey.
No, it either causes you to ignore other people that you want to say hello to, or it's just like, hey, nice to see you. Looking good. Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number four, it's entirely fine to deny anyone on the list a plus one for any reason.
Completely agree.
I mean, you're planning
the
day.
Five, skip the bridal party.
Completely agree.
Is that's referring to like maid of honor, or does that mean like bachelorette party? I assume it means maid of honor and stuff.
It
must be because it says if you have a bridal party, you are responsible for the costs incurred.
Completely agree.
So if you have four women, you have to pay for all their dresses, hair, everything else.
I think you should.
I think if you're expecting them to pay for it, you can't send a link to a $300 dress.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, you cannot do that. And thankfully, I think a lot of brides that I've worked with, as far as my friends and weddings I've been in, have said, this is the color. And these are multiple websites that you can find dresses that will go along with this color. Just make sure if you're ordering from the same website that the three of you order at the same time. So they all come back in that same blue or get a shade of blue.
Yep.
And as long as the bride approves it, then it's fine. I've paid $50 for wedding dresses. And then I had a girl who it was a $300 wedding dress or bridesmaid's dress. And I had to get alterations on top of it. And I had to buy a ticket to fly out there. It was like, dang. But she did pay to get her hair and makeup done that morning. So that was nice.
Number eight, it is absolutely acceptable to skip a wedding for any reason.
I totally agree.
But RSVP early. Yes.
Well,
number nine, no kids. If kids are needed for the ceremony, a car should be waiting to whisk them away.
So Ross has kids. They are our maid of honor and our best man. And we told anybody that was bringing kids that they are welcome to. However, if you want to party and enjoy the ceremony, we had also offered to provide a babysitter.
That is a really cool thing. I've never heard that before. I thought that was great.
The lady helping us plan has a family member who's like a professional nanny, and she's always up for something like that. We also have a young girl who's going to be there that's 13 or 14, and she's familiar with all of the kids, so we could have paid her as well to babysit.
Yeah.
But the reception ends at 10. The kids all know each other, so we're just going to drop them off at the cabins.
They'll have more fun doing that anyway.
Exactly.
Well, and the adults have more fun, frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, you know, like when we got married years ago, like we said the same thing, no kids, but we made a couple of exceptions without telling anybody. And we thought, well, if somebody comes and says, well, she got to bring her 6-year-old. I'd go, yeah, don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there was a reason why, because
you have to make exceptions.
My ex's nieces were in the wedding, and so they were close to the family, so it was like, yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell everybody, bring all your kids. Mm-hmm. We didn't want kids there.
Right.
One, don't want to pay for them, and two, yeah, we want to be adults and have fun.
Yeah.
Right?
So, it's okay.
I think that's a good one. Next one. If you travel from out of town, you do not buy a gift.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Traveling is the gift.
Especially a lot.
Yeah.
You put in that effort and that time to come to the wedding. That is a gift.
You know, the whole theory of the thought that counts. That's a big thought.
Heck yeah.
To organize that travel and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still want, if I can, I will. Mm-hmm. I'll still gift them something. Or,
yeah. But if you're scraping to get that, don't feel like you then have to buy a gift.
Yep.
Let's see.
I thought this list was going to stress me out. I actually really like it.
Yeah.
Number 16.
For the most part.
No one has to walk you down the aisle. That doesn't apply. Number 17. Make sure you give a good kiss when the wedding's over. Number 18. Posed photos are over.
Agreed.
Those are never the ones that I want to put up.
That is exactly what Ross said the other day. Our photographer, I don't know if y'all had a photographer for your small like wedding free beer, but our photographer sent us a, hey, let me know the people you want to take pictures with. What type of couple are you? How do you feel about posed pictures? Mm-hmm.
This is the only posed one
of the
that I keep around. It's all six of the boys. Mm-hmm. And some of them look like they were just told that they're going to have a colostomy check or something.
Like you might snag one or two that we think, oh, wow, that's awesome. But what I specifically said is I'd rather look at pictures that were actually in the moment versus you taking me away from these special moments.
Our photographer did a great
posed
job of
pictures,
catching the candid moments, the laughs, the talking with grandma or whatever.
Yeah.
Something like that. Number 19, no more his and hers cocktails.
His and hers. Wait, is that a thing?
You shut your mouth. His and hers cocktails.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The last couple weddings I've been at, like you can order a, I'm going to use your name, a Kelly or a Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, what? Kelly's is a mint julep with a little bit of weed in it, and Ross's is mostly maple syrup and hot sauce.
You want to know what mine
and matcha.
Is? You want to know what ours are?
Just
they're
put
so
straight
good.
Vodka.
Well, it's a vodka lemonade, but in Jackson Hole, they have huckleberries. So they have huckleberry lemonade. So it'll be purple,
ooh,
which is going to be so cool. And then Ross's is a maple smoked old fashioned. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's like that one I had in Wilkes-Barre a couple
I
weeks
hope
ago?
So, where it's all smoky and fancy and stuff.
Mm. Okay, bring me one of those back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think having those is good, but this is the first I've ever heard of, like, going, that's mine.
By the way,
and that's mine.
Can you imagine asking the bride on a destination wedding to bring you back one of the drinks? Is there a more entitled question? I'd like a piece of cake, maybe some of the main entree, but mostly make sure you bring the drink back and make sure the smoke stays in the container. Buffets are always better than plated dinners.
Agreed. Only because we're having a buffet.
I agree too.
I'm not mad when I go and there's a buffet.
And
I mean, I'm okay.
You know,
with
there's
going to
be leftovers.
Really, but
that's the best part.
Number 22. All speeches must be pre-written. Negative. They can be.
Speak from the heart if
to
you
to the
want.
Comfort of the speaker.
Yeah. Speak
if
from
it's
the
a
heart.
Disaster, that's fun too.
I think many people should.
But short and sweet is always better
but
than longer.
Shorter
and emotional.
Is better than longer.
Yeah.
Yes. And fewer speakers is better than more speakers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the last one we'll share. Dancing is mandatory for all who are able. If I'm at your wedding and someone comes and tells me I have to dance, I am probably going to leave.
Yeah.
I don't care to.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but it does not fill my cup.
Yeah,
I
we
will.
Don't
just
have
give
a
me a couple beers, man. I'm in.
You're going to dance?
I have that everyone I've been to so far.
Yeah,
so,
I like
yes.
to dance. We don't have a set dance floor. The venue itself is really tiny. It can only fit comfortably 60 people in there, including like staff and stuff. So I'm pretty excited about not feeling like people are pressured to dance, but it's so beautiful outside that once the girl who's playing guitar for us, when she does like the first dance song or whatever, then she'll just play instrumentals and whatever she wants while we eat. And then we just have a playlist that Ross and I made that we're just going to hook up to the speakers that will play inside and outside. And people can dance and mingle and whatever. But when they talked about, do you want to put a dance floor down? I was like, no, I don't. It's 50 people.
People will still do it.
Yeah.
If they want.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's all of it.
Yeah, there's other ones that I didn't think applied.
There's not much. Oh,
I don't know if I said this
there,
one.
Though.
It says, make sure the bride and groom, I think I might have glossed over it, give a good kiss.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think tongue is too much whenever you do your first kiss?
Depends on the couple.
I think fingers should disappear.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know. His pants are pretty tight. He wanted to show off his bulge.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like him.
You poke him in the keister, though. Maybe it'll make the front come out even farther.
Maybe he can carry you across the threshold like you're a bowling ball.
Oh, I've never been picked up like that before.
I'm not comfortable with having said that.
That'll look hilarious, though. It'll be like when an ant carries a potato chip.
They're so strong and little. Look
they
at
are
that guy go.
Small but mighty.
Yeah.
He carries me into the cabin like that.
Looking forward to the movie version called The Husband in the Cupboard.
Mm-hmm.